Radio.
Living the New Evangelization, an interview with Dennis Nuagaba of the Net Ministries team in the Archdiocese of Sydney.
Thank you very much for joining me here today, Dennis. I just wanted to firstly ask, how exactly did you come to Australia originally?
When I was at uni, I was the president of International Movement of Catholic Students. But before then, I was involved in church religious prefect in high school. So when I was at uni, after I finished my uni, I really had, I wanted to become a priest because my nickname was Father Dennis. Everyone was calling me Father. So I said, you know, this is the time really to discern my call to priesthood, to take a step. So after uni, I went to, someone just said, Dennis, why can't you do Net Uganda? You know, they are young people. You go and do Net training and see what happens. Because Net Uganda is different from Net Australia. In Net Uganda, not everyone who does the training actually joins the team. So I decided to go to Net Uganda and train. So after training, I was, I felt like I wanted to do what they were doing and do it for a year and then see what happens with the call to priesthood. So I did Net Uganda, and after it was a powerful year of anointing, and it was a very, very great year of service. So during that time, the coordinator of Net Uganda said, Dennis, if you're still interested in checking out your call to priesthood, if you still feel called, go to Australia. There is a congregation, a Catholic charismatic congregation called Missionaries of God's Love. So they could really help you out because you're charismatic and it may not help you. He made contacts with Peter Woods, the CYMA, the founder of Catholic Youth Mission Australia. So when I reached Australia, I joined the Missionaries of God's Love. It was a great experience of learning, of formation and discernment. We started learning about the new evangelization. We started learning about the church teaching on marriage, on celibacy, so a lot of stuff, the formation to priesthood.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that experience with the Missionaries of God's Love here in Australia? What really did you experience, and did it help you grow as a Catholic?
So much. When I reached the airport, actually in Melbourne, I felt like it was, it was another moment of growth. I had taken a big step. I just realized that it was, a little bit too much for me, leaving my family and coming to become a priest, probably to never to go back. But when we started formation, within me there was some feeling of, Dennis, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? And I said, I'm ready. So the formation was very good. Father Kane is very good. They are really, really good. The classes, the adoration, the brotherhood times. So it was a very powerful experience for me to know more about my faith and about Jesus and about the church. So we had community gatherings so we could go to families for dinner. Then we had community charismatic mass every day. Every Sunday was a charismatic mass. Then we had brotherhood times. So it was a very, very powerful formation time for me. And I got involved with the Disciples of Jesus, kids, year 10 to year 12. Every Sunday we used to meet these young people to form them, to share with them our faith and to share with them Jesus. So I got involved with the young people when I was with the Missionaries of God's Love, and then got involved with street evangelization, and then got involved with when I came to Sin. Before I came to Sin, I was already involved with Disciples of Jesus community in the formation of those young people, but the formation of great was a great experience of learning more about my faith and more about what I actually had not understood, pretty much the priesthood and, the way of life as a Catholic. So it was very empowering for me.
Now, you mentioned that you were doing street evangelization. I know for myself that street evangelization is quite a terrifying experience. Can you tell me about Was it terrifying for you at first? Did you ease into it? Did you have a few really amazing experiences with it? Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so street vandalization, we used to go to the streets in Canberra, and then we have a cross, we play a cross, and then we have music, we start singing, singing songs, and then after singing, we pause, and then we move to look for people. Then, but one person remains there and preaches, like shares the, you know, gospel message, really, telling people that God loves them on the streets, just, you know, sowing the seed. So the first time we went there, I was not part, because we are brothers, so I was not part of the people who are supposed to share, but you know, we shared, and they were like, "Hey, Dennis, I mean, we have one person who would like to, we are short of one person. Can you share?" I said, "Sure." So I started speaking, like sharing the message, and it was so powerful that I actually got in touch with one person. Some people stood there to listen to the message, and then when, because when they stand to listen to someone who is speaking, other brothers come and, you know, chat, have a chat, and invite them to this charismatic mass, and so they have a chat. So we ended up getting in touch with some people who actually came to mass, and we kept a relationship. So for me, street evangelization, because I would really, today it would have been hard if I were in Uganda, you know, but here I felt like I could, you know, do it. Like I got over it, and I was, you know, it was fine meeting people. They don't want you to talk to them, but you leave them, you talk to another person. So it was fine with me. I just get it, and I loved it.
Well, that's really good. I guess you probably then, if you ex love that experience, you probably really have a gift for that then. You also mentioned seeing last year in 2012, and that was in fact where I met you first. Can you tell me a little bit about what you did at Scene? And I believe that you had quite a profound experience at the Hour of Grace and Mercy, which was one of the nights during Scene. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so when we came to Sin Conference, as brothers, I was part of the Missionaries of God's Love band, like, you know, singing. So the main song, actually, the main song, our song was Fire, Fire. You know, we learned that in the kitchen, and I taught it to the brothers. So we had good guitarists, you know, they, you know, we started singing it, so we performed the song, and it was powerful. So I was part of that band singing. But also because of the new evangelization thing, I was, you know, of course, we were leading the street evangelization as Missionaries of God's Love, taking people on the streets. So I was heavily involved with that. But to me, that moment of grace, the Mercy Night, where it was powerful for me, where my testimony begins of actually leaving and joining the NET team, started pretty much from the Grace Fest, because later on in life, before I came, Father Ken talked about the new evangelization as part of his formation for us brothers. So he talked about the movements of the church right off from Vatican, before Vatican Council II and after Vatican Council II, and how the church has been moving up to now when we have the new evangelization, this grace of our communities coming up, this grace of lay people heavily involved in the church. And so when he shared that, it kept in my mind, and I kept praying about it. But when we came to Grace Fest, when we came to new to Scene, I was, of course, you know, young people and everything, you know, getting to the streets, and then, you know, sharing the message, seeing, you know, everything that was happening with Scene. But it sunk in, like it settled in during the Mercy Night, when we had that adoration, and I went to confession. But during adoration, I was touched. I felt like I wanted to keep doing what I was doing, not as a priest at that moment, but as a lay person under the grace of the new evangelization. So I started, I felt I wanted to continue doing that, but as a lay person during that adoration, I went to confession, and then we finished. I went back to Missionaries of God's Love. And then I told Father Ken that, you know, I started discerning seriously, heavily on how to continue doing what we were doing, for example, at Sin. And I continued praying, but it became clear that, you know, there is no way I'm going to do evangelization until I joined, I did what I knew, what I had done before, which was actually NET, and something was like NET Australia. I never knew I was actually going to be on NET Sydney, but it was actually even part of God's plan, because NET, you never know where which team you're going to be in until they announce teams. So I said, how will it happen? I don't have the sponsorship to do NET Australia. I don't have the visa. How will that happen? And it was clear that if it is God's will, then it is His bill. So when I went to a conference in Brisbane, you know, Ignite Conference?
Yeah.
So when I went to Ignite Conference, I told, it was already on my heart. I told Michael Forbes works with NET, and he knows me because he's been to Uganda. So I told him that I want to join NET. I felt from Scene Conference, I felt like I want to continue doing that. I want to be part of this NET evangelization. I want to do NET and evangelize. And he said, okay, Dennis, I will be there for you. I will support you. I'm ready to cater for any financial need that you may want to do NET Australia. So he said, tell Father Ken about it, and it's fine. I will take over. I will facilitate everything that I can do to make sure you do NET here. So I told Father Ken, actually on email. Father Ken by that time was in India. I sent him a message that I'm leaving. And it was too hard for everyone, Canberra and Father Dave and Father Ken, but I felt convinced pretty much after praying right off from Scene. Because before, after Scene, I continued praying about it. Like it was clear, but I had to continue praying for, you know, that, you know, to really trust until, you know, everything worked out, and now I'm here.
Well, that's great. It really has come full circle then. You're in NET in Uganda, and now you're in NET here in Sydney.
It's powerful to know that I'm in Sydney, because it's where my the first call came. Like, it's where during Mercy Night, that's where the journey began. But to see that I'm actually back in Sydney, it's something incredible. In Sydney, what I'm doing, for example, it's pretty much like NET Uganda, but here we do encounter days in schools. We've done a couple of ministries in schools, really. We started from Epping. We started youth. We do youth parish ministries in youth groups. We lead them. Then we have secondary schools where we go and lead people. We start from where they are at. And then we start with kids, with drummers, and then we share the message with them after helping them. So we first create a relationship. So our ministry is a relational ministry, and it's a peer-to-peer ministry.
It's great to hear that you're doing such good work on the other side of the world of where your journey first started, and yet in the same place where the last part of your journey has started. So it's really good to see that God's plan has been working out for you, Dennis.
Yeah, it's powerful for me. I'm so happy to be in Sydney at Diocese and Australia. The last week has been so busy. Every day we've been on ministry, serving the Lord, and I feel so happy that I'm part of this, you know, the giving. Because for the last 9 years of my life, you know, I've been into, like, you know, pretty much the church up to when they were calling me Father because of church things. But when I came here and Jesus put the call during Mercy Night that I could do this with my life for the rest of my life, and I went, I designed it, and He opened doors for me to come back to Sydney to do this. I so called to do it's amazing for me. I'm happy. I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for this. This is my life. This is what I'm meant to do, creating a difference in other people's lives, giving them Jesus.
Well, praise God for that. Now, thank you very much, Dennis, for joining me, and I really hope that the rest of your year with CYSNet can be just as fruitful as it has been thus far.
That was Living the New Evangelization. For more interviews, visit cradio.org.au.
cradio.org.au.